Rolling out the red carpet for honoured guests, three ministers and a host of senior government officials welcome passengers on a flight from Xiamen in southern China. Gift bags and garlands. But for the tourists, it was reward enough to be able to travel overseas.
Here it's warm and the people are very friendly and we feel safe here. And here also have a beautiful beach, delicious fruit and everything's well.
As the tourists moved through the airport, neither they nor any of the other arrivals were required to show vaccine certificates. On Sunday evening, the Civil Aviation Authority had hurriedly announced all passengers would be required to show proof of vaccination or immunity from COVID-19, regardless of their country of origin. But on Monday, the health minister backtracked. Thailand is dropping vaccine requirements despite concerns that an influx of Chinese tourists could bring new variants of the virus.
By not imposing restrictions.
Speaking to Al Jazeera, the minister explained he wanted to do everything to encourage visitors to come.
We evaluate the risk and the opportunity together.
And your evaluation is that there is no risk?
There is still risk, but we have things to overcome those risks.
You mean the financial risks of not inviting people in?
Pardon me?
You mean the economic risks
all,
of not having
the... risks.
This abrupt U-turn is an indication of the fact that Thailand wants tourist arrivals from anywhere in the world. The fact they're hoping for 10 million arrivals from China by the end of the year is also an indication of how reliant Thailand is now on arrivals from China.
Other Asian nations are also hoping to lure back Chinese tourists. Japan was one of the most popular pre-pandemic destinations for Chinese travelers, although now they'll have to show negative COVID-19 tests. But no entry requirements for Bali. Like Thailand, Indonesia has dropped all coronavirus curbs, although it expects visitor numbers will remain low. Thailand, however, needs to get back to pre-pandemic visitor levels fast.
I'm happy the Chinese tourists are coming back. We haven't been able to make a living. We all suffered while they were gone.
With only 1 million Chinese arrivals expected in the first quarter of the year, that might be wishful thinking. But with the Beijing government lifting all travel restrictions, many Asian countries will be hoping Chinese visitors make the most of their newfound freedom. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Bangkok.